All right, so this is 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 through 12. Hear the word of God. But you are the chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called out the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires which rage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, that they may see the good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
So today we're looking at the last of the six great ends of the church in the message. We've talked about the proclamation of the gospel for the salvation of humankind. What is the gospel? What does it mean to be saved? And how do we proclaim that in word and deed? The shelter and nurture of spiritual fellowship of God's children. That was our second message. And then the third, the maintenance of divine worship. The fourth, the preservation of the truth, how truth is embodied in a person, not in a set of propositions. And the way we preserve that is actually by passing it on, by perpetuating that truth as we embrace it in our own lives and then share it with other people. And then last week we talked about the promotion of social righteousness or social justice. And today we're going to talk about the exhibition of the kingdom of heaven to the world. And so that brings to my mind, as each of these have, a couple of questions. What does it mean to exhibit, and what is the kingdom of heaven? Christy has already done a great introduction into the whole idea of what does it mean to exhibit. And one of the things it means is to demonstrate, to display, to show, to reveal, and so on. One of the things I like here at Covenant a lot is the community garden. I don't actually participate in the community garden, but I value the community garden. The reason I don't participate is because I can kill any plant. You know, people have green thumbs, I have a black thumb. And so I don't like that. But I do like green places. I like green spaces. I like the idea and the reality of living in the midst of growing things. And when I thought about that, I thought of a quote by Frederick Buechner. He talks about green places. He says, "We cannot make the kingdom of God happen, but we can put leaves out as it draws near. We can be kind to each other. We can be kind to ourselves. We can drive back the darkness a little. We can make green places within ourselves and among ourselves where God can make his kingdom happen." So, I thought about that in terms of demonstration. Here in Colorado Springs, there are things that are called demonstration garden grow. So, like right now, one of the demonstration gardens here in Colorado Springs is a xeriscape garden. Why is that? Why do we have a xeriscape garden? Right, exactly. So because we have less water, or we want to conserve water, we want to say, well, there's a different way to have your garden be than just a big lawn that has to be mowed all the time and watered and so on. But there's it can still be beautiful. Well, I would like to suggest that church is intended to be a demonstration garden, God's demonstration garden for the world, to show the world a different way of living. A way that isn't based on power and force, and isn't based on backbiting, isn't based on boasting and pride, but it's based on humility and love and forgiveness and caring for one another and being kind to one another. And being the kind of place that God created the world to be. So then what is the kingdom of heaven? Well, is it someplace up in the sky far away that we go to when we die? That's not what the Bible says. The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are exactly the same things. It's the place where God reigns. And so the world is intended to be the kingdom of our God. the place where things happen the way God intends for them to be, so that we as individuals flourish and become the people that we are intended to be, and that we're different. We have different gifts, we have different abilities, but we also have different hurts, we have different hang-ups. And what God wants to do is bring His kingdom to bear into our hurts and hang-ups in order for us to flourish as human beings. Not so that we become cookie-cutter and like just like everybody else, but so that we become the people that God has created us to be. I mean, when Mark was up here doing the sketch, I thought to myself, I wish I could do that kind of accent. I can barely speak English by myself, and yet he's able to do that. I wish I could sing the way Stephen was singing this morning. I can't do that. I wish I could do the kinds of things that Dave Post does or Darlene Post does, that behind the scenes and serves with kindness and joy. I'm not real good at those kinds of things. I was having lunch with my son Andrew, and he was talking about he was learning how to fix a car. And I said to him, well, it would have been nice if you'd had a dad who could have taught you how to fix a car. I don't know how to fix a car. I barely know how to turn the light switch on. But there are things I can do. I asked somebody this morning if they'd be willing to, in a couple of weeks, to come up and share 2 minutes what they how God has used covenant in their lives. And their response was, that just frightens me to stand up in front of people and do that. You know what? You don't scare me. And I can stand up and flap my jaw over and over again for a long time. In fact, if I wanted to, I could do it for hours on end. Thank God I don't. Kingdom of God is a place where we become the people that God has intended us to be. And the kingdom of God is not someplace up in the sky. It's also not something that's just off in the future. The kingdom is both, since the coming of Jesus Christ, the kingdom is both here and yet to come. Jesus says, the kingdom is here where I am. Well, is he here this morning? Yeah, one of the ways he's here is present through you and me. He lives in this place. We are his sanctuary. And so he makes his presence known. And he makes his presence known when we get scattered into the world in all of our different places. And he makes himself known not only in the successes that we have, but also in our failures. Not only in all the things where we have it together, but all of those places where we don't have it together, because everyone in the world understands brokenness. Everyone in the world understands the pain that we experience. And yet God meets us in the midst of that. One of the things that the psalmist says is that God is close, near to the brokenhearted. I know there are people in this room this morning who are brokenhearted, who have difficulty in their families, difficulty in their own lives. And yet God meets you and me there in the midst of that brokenness. He doesn't want that brokenness to rule us. He wants to come into that brokenness and bring healing and wholeness. And that's part of the kingdom of God. And he wants to use each other in that process of bringing healing. So exhibiting the kingdom means looking like Jesus, patterning our lives after Jesus, doing what Jesus would have us do, loving, embracing, welcoming, forgiving, caring for others, being kind to one another, serving the sick, the poor, and the needy. And when we do those things, as Buechner says, we create green places where the kingdom can grow. So green places are places like our Sunday school. Green places are like Awana. Green places are like our youth group on Wednesday night. Green places are like Jiggle Cheese on Thursday morning. Green places are our participation in Spring's Rescue Mission and in Mercy's Gate. Green places are in our ministry with Russian and orphans. Green places are like our involvement with each other in graceful quilters, in our worship service, through the services of the deacons. Green places are things like trunk or treat or the Easter egg hunt. Green places are like the ministry of the Shalom ministry, which prays for people in healing. I hope you get the point. Green places are all those places where we embody the kingdom of God by bringing care, comfort to those who are grieving, by giving help to those who are needy, by giving encouragement to those who are discouraged. We make green places when we give generously to the ministry of this church or whatever organization that we're a part of. We make green places when we treat people fairly in our places of work and we don't take advantage of other people, but we actually come alongside and help other people, not only in our places of work, but in our neighborhoods, in our homes, in our extended family. That's the hardest place of all, isn't it? Family. Oh my. We make green places when we let the gospel of Jesus Christ be known through our relationships within our families. We make green places when we stand for restorative justice rather than punitive justice. We make green places because we allow the sprout of the kingdom to actually emerge from our lives and blossom and grow. And then we become God's demonstration garden for the world. Diana Butler Bass, in her book, Christianity for the Rest of Us, and How Neighborhood Church is Transforming the Faith, writes about churches who exhibit authentic Christianity. She says they have found a new vitality through an intentional and transformative engagement with Christian tradition as embodied in faith practices. They have rediscovered the riches of the Christian past and practiced simple but profound things like discernment and hospitality and testimony and contemplation and justice. They reach back to ancient wisdom and reach out through a life sustained by Christian devotional practices. They know the biblical story and they know their own story. And I would add, and they know their place within the biblical story. And they focus more on God's grace in the world than on the external salvation of their own souls. She talks about practices, practice, practice, doing, putting into practice that which God has placed within us, demonstration. And so those churches become demonstration churches, green places that practice their faith by putting it into action. They exhibit the kingdom of God in front of the world and for the world. They exist not for themselves. So they grow inwardly strong in order to become outwardly focused. That's what Covenant has been seeking to do for all the time that I've been here and for years before I ever came. We have to have eyes to see. We need to be attentive. So I would ask you this morning to give some thought. Where are the green places? Where are the growing edges in your life, but also in the life of this church, and what it looks like in this community? I'm going to ask Abby Pettit if she would come up now and lead us in a prayer of confession.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us and care for us all the time. We know that this week we have not always lived the way you tell us. We have done wrong things and not all the good things we should have done. Only you can save us and help us to live. Only you can save us, so please forgive us and help us to live as your children. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.